Today's episode is the second of a two-part story titled Manzanar, the Early Days. In 1909, George Chafee from Southern California had recently purchased several thousand acres of land in the Manzanar area of the Owens Valley. His plan was to develop a utopian community modeled after what he and his brother William had built a few years earlier at Ontario in Southern California. By 1912, Chafee had adopted the name Owens Valley Improvement Company for his new development. A letter to the company's board of directors noted that apples have become a major crop being grown on the company's developed property. Chafee and his neighbors also grew pears, peaches, watermelons, as well as numerous other crops. A town soon developed and was named Manzanar, taken from the Spanish word for apples, manzana. The town supported a school, church, store, several homes, and even a community hall. Alas, the Los Angeles Aqueduct was completed in 1913, and as Owens Valley water was sent to L.A., the thirsty and growing city quickly needed more. L.A. began buying up more and more water rights throughout the Owens Valley. By 1924, Chafee and several of the Manzanar farmers sold their land and water rights to the city. At first, L.A. did not need all of the newly acquired water at Manzanar, and the city actually grew and packed apples from the Manzanar orchards as a municipally owned business for a short period of time. In early 1942, the U.S. government leased the land from L.A. to build the internment camp. At the end of the war, the U.S. government quickly took the camp down and removed the buildings. Several of the barracks and other structures were bought by nearby businesses and residents who moved them to new locations throughout Inyo County. A motel and two churches in Independence are built partially from these buildings, removed from the camp and the nearby airfield. Whether or not you've already visited Manzanar National Historic Site, consider stopping the next time you're in the area. Take in the exhibits and the interpretive displays. Then spend some time out in the open spaces among the old fruit trees and reflect upon all those that have come before here in this land of many tales told along El Camino Sierra.